take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Who are you agreeing with today, friend? Think about that for a moment. The world is no different than before. The enemies are the same. But in order to fight the enemy, you need to know who your enemy is, don't you think? Your enemy is the world you live in, your flesh, human nature, and the devil. Let me give you some verses that illustrate this. 1 John 2:15 through 17 says, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever." Galatians 5:16 and 17 says, "Walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want." The acts of the flesh are obvious, and you can see them by reading further down in chapter 5. 1 Peter 5:8 reads, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Does this sound depressing or what? We are forced to live in the world and our fleshly bodies, and there is a devil prowling around trying to kill us and everyone we love? Whew. Let me give you some hope. Even though all that is actually true, God is bigger and greater. He gives us the power to resist the devil. In James 4:7, when we give ourselves to God and stand against the devil, he will run away from you. So as Ephesians 6:11 and 12 says, "Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." So we must wake up daily and put on your battle clothes. I'm reminded yet again of a song we used to sing as children. Will you sing with me, friends? It's called "The Lord's Army." "I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never shoot for the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. I'm in the Lord's army. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never shoot for the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army." Lord Jesus, for all the listeners out there, I'm praying when someone asks them who they are agreeing with or what causes are they fighting for, I hope we all respond with, "I'm fighting in the Lord's army. My only wish is to agree with Jesus." And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.